We're doing Dov's Minute, and we're up to the 34th mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot to cease from doing work. The Torah says, "Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh." The first day of Sukkot will be a declaration of holiness, and it has the laws like the first day of Pesach. The 35th mitzvah is the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on the 7 days of Sukkot. The Torah tells us, "Basukkot teshuvu shivat yamim." You should sit in sukkahs for 7 days, and throughout the days of Sukkot, a person should eat and drink and live in a sukkah day and night. And all 7 days, a person should treat his house as that's like a guest house. That's not his permanent residence, and his permanent residence should be in the sukkah. A person is prohibited from eating a meal outside the sukkah. The first night, it's obligatory to eat in the sukkah at least a kazayis of bread. And afterwards, if you don't want to eat bread, you want to spend sukkahs eating apples and fruits and vegetables, so you can eat them out of the sukkah. But again, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. It's preferable to eat them in the sukkah. Once a minor reaches the age of chinuch, then rabbinically he is obligated to sit in the sukkah like everyone else. The mitzvah of sukkah applies in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz. It is applicable with the temple or without the temple, but it is only incumbent upon males and not upon females. Shabbat Shalom.